Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Good morning. Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. All presented to you by Fantasy Draft. I suppose probably say good afternoon. I know a lot of people consume this pod maybe during a lunch hour, a commute, wherever you're listening to us. Thanks so much for doing it. Hopefully your baseball season is going well and we can help you put together some solid lineups here today. Like I said, Fantasy Draft throwing their name on this show. I hope you give them a look. Love the makeup of their product, very different from the competitors in the DFS space. A lot of flexibility, infield, outfield, two starting pitchers. I think you'll like what they have to offer, so check them out if you haven't done so already. Fantasy Draft, use that promo code Grinders. Then you get access to our premium content over there for that site for 3 whole months, and you're paying it forward. You know, they're a sponsor here. They allow us to give you things like this podcast and the Daily Fantasy Happy Hour show that we do, absolutely free. Wouldn't be happening without our friends at Fantasy Draft. So I hope you check them out over there today. We're going to talk some baseball today, then we'll jump in with a little bit of NBA conversation. We got 3 games tonight. NBA playoffs have been fabulous so far this season. I have absolutely enjoyed it. And the games, just, you know, rock and rolling. I mean, just tons of big GPPs out there. So we'll just talk about a few names that I'm looking at here in the 3-game slate that we have tonight in basketball. But let's start it off with baseball tonight. Just some news or something to be aware of is we got some major weather issues today. So make sure you're following Kevin Roth on Twitter. Go to our weather page. And if you're a premium subscriber, watch him on Crunch Time today. That's going to be the best place to get his last second information minutes before roster lock about the weather, because looks like we've got rain. Not only do we have 4 games starting before 7 o'clock today, but we've got rain in Pittsburgh today, rain in Philadelphia today, rain in Baltimore today. So those spots definitely in danger. And it's really a pretty tough pitching spot today. Looking at things, there's no real standout top flight options for us. And maybe the one guy who I really liked a good bit, Mr. Faria for the Rays. That game has like 80 to 94% chance of rain when the game gets started into like 72% by the time 11 o'clock hits. So there's a good chance that game might not go. Chad Kuhl, pretty good spot there against the Tigers at home with that righty-filled lineup, and doesn't look like that game is potentially going to go. Vincent Velasquez popping a good bit on projection models. Definitely maybe a little bit more of a chance that game plays, but tons of rain incoming as well there. So I think it's going to be tough to kind of select pitchers today. So let's do the best that we can. And I think I'll be curious to see where the ownership checks in at Rick Porcello, because this guy has been really, really outstanding so far this season. He gets a date here with Toronto. And if you look at the 2018 numbers, you've got a 32% K rate. You've got an xFIP of 3.16. He's been phenomenal versus lefties. You're looking at a WOBA of 157, an ISO of 053. So he's just been dominant so far this season, looking like the pitcher that he was. You know what? I'm throwing out numbers that aren't even accurate for him. Those were Jay Happ's 359 xFIP. I'm sorry, 23% K rate. I'm not gonna lie, those Jay Happ numbers weren't too bad. But he's been dominant versus lefties and righties. 172 WOBA with a .044 ISO and a 243 WOBA to righties with a .038 isolated power. So he is filled up with the green, as you'll see on our Plate IQ Premium, and that's good news. Now, the one thing that I'm a little bit nervous is I feel like he could be pitching over his head a little bit, but he also, You know, I'm trying to figure out what is different for him this season than what we've seen for him previously. And, you know, I'm going to go here real quick and just do a on-the-fly pitching comparison in terms of pitch type and speed from 2018 to 2017. So 2018, we're looking at only 14% fastballs, 40% fastball sinkers, at about an 89 to 91 mile an hour velocity. Going back to last season where he really struggled a good bit, we are looking at a 33% fastball. Velocity looks about the same. So it's basically he's throwing a lot more fastball sinkers than he was last season. I mean, basically the number of fastballs that he's throwing has been cut in half so far this season. So that's one thing that's standing out to me. Again, you can find all this on Plate IQ. The changeup at 15% this season versus 8% last season. So again, making much more use of that pitch this season than he did last season. So I'm just trying to figure out what's really happening with him today, because so far this season he has been excellent. There's no question about it. And I'm wondering if, you know, the use of that that increased use of that changeup is maybe helping his fastball a little bit, because he's just been pretty much unhittable so far this season. Now, tougher matchup for him today in terms of, like, if you're a BVP believer, there's a couple of big bats that have done really well against him. Justin Smoke, 8-for-30 with 2 doubles and 3 home runs. Does have 8 strikeouts, so that is kind of high. And then Kendrys Morales in 39 at-bats has 8 hits with a double, 2 home runs, 7 strikeouts as well. Donaldson's hit him well, but obviously he's not playing right now. So, I like him. I don't love him today. Again, our pitching options are just so limited here tonight. And, you know, his price at $9,500 is pretty fair. And I think the question is, who would you rather play, Porcello versus Toronto or Kenta Maeda versus Miami? And I think the answer is Kenta Maeda. And I think he's probably going to be the chalky play, especially with all those other weather concerns, because you could also throw potentially Robbie Ray, who's got the best strikeout upside against Philadelphia, but I've got major questions on where that game plays. So Maeda, I think he's the guy that most people are going to go to today. He's had 2 really good starts where he's had 10 strikeouts, and he's had 2 really bad starts. The good start came against San Diego and the opener against San Francisco. I just don't believe we're going to run into a spot here with this Miami offense, especially when you look at that lineup that they have been rolling out lately, where they're going to be scoring 5-6 runs all that often. So I'm fine with Maeda today at 9,300. Again, he's last start, he went 106 pitches. That's about as far as you're ever going to see him go. But you're limited on who else you're going to play here today. The question now is, do we go with Ohtani tonight? He is back starting for Houston. We know his last start was not so hot, where he had those blister issues for Los Angeles. But he's also a guy who, you know, struck out 12 against Oakland earlier this season for 42 fantasy points. So he's all over the map in terms of being good and not so good. Now, he also now takes on Houston, who definitely has one of the better lineups out there. And if you look at their numbers versus righties this season, they have the highest weighted OBA at 349, the highest WRC plus at 122. And that was actually during the 2017 season, so that was last year. This year, man, my numbers are all messed up today. Let's see. This year, we got Houston at, as I scroll down, 13th right now. So, again, last year they were the very best in the league versus righties. This year, they're not bad by any measure, but not quite as good as we've seen previously. But, again, we could also see some normalization of those numbers, because it's not like that lineup got any worse. The one thing that they do really well, draw walks. I believe they have the highest walk rate against righties, or darn close to it, on this season. Not that that's been a huge problem for Ohtani, but I think if you talk about K upside, there's no question it's there. But you also got an offense here with Houston, who over the last year and a half does not strike out a whole lot, certainly at the top of that order. Guys like Gattis and, you know, Fisher have pretty big K rates, there's no question, against righties, but 17% for Springer, 12% for Altuve, 17 for Reddick, 10 for Gurriel, 11 for Bregman. Those are really, really low. So I think he's fine for your tournaments. I don't know if I'm ready to be using a starting pitcher against Houston in cash games today, but we're limited on where we're going. So I'm going to go down a little bit more, and I think Luke Weaver at home against the New York Mets is a guy that I'm looking to play here tonight. We've got a 168 favorite for him today. I think he's got really, really good stuff. This season, it hasn't been particularly great, to say the very least. We look at the numbers, you know, for him, we've got a, 431 XFIP so far this season. But last year, he was at a 294. I don't feel like his skill set is that much worse. So I think this is a start for him to catch that up just a little bit here going against the New York Mets. And, you know, the lineup, they're fine, but he is really neutralized lefty bats. You can look at the weighted OBA of a 268 allowed to lefties, an ISO of 074 to lefties, and that really will neutralize Michael Conforto a good bit, Jay Bruce. Not that you need to really do it to Adrian Gonzalez, but even as Struble Cabrera, you know, his numbers not as impressive versus right-handed pitching with only a 176 ISO, 328 weighted OBA, and a K rate is pretty decent at 16%. That's not bad. But you look at the Ks, Conforto against righties, 21%, Cespedes 22, Bruce 21, Frazier 21. And then you get down in the cheap seats with Lobaton and Rosario at 25 and 30. You throw in the pitcher's spot. I think Luke Weaver's my guy today. I think he is the one that I'm looking to roll. I love the price point on him. He's going to allow you to get some Coors Field if you feel like that's where you want to go for bats. So that's where I'm looking in one of my starting pitching spots over on DraftKings and on FanDuel and Fantasy Draft today. So I'm okay with Maeda. I talked about him a little bit. And then the other name that I'm throwing out there today, again, I'd love Faria if that game is going to go at 6,300 on DraftKings. I don't know that it is. So I'm probably going to go to Tanner Roark tonight for Washington. This guy should be able to eat up innings for you. Not the greatest K upside in the world, but he can bring it, and it's such a great pitching environment for him out there in San Francisco. We've got a game total in this sitting at 7.5. They are small favorites. Washington's been dreadful versus lefties this season, but they're also a favorite against Ty Block, who, you know, is a pretty mediocre left-handed pitcher in my eyes. So I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to end up getting those win points when it's all said and done. We look at Roark over the last couple of seasons. You know, 4.16 XFIP is fine. The K rate at 21% is fine. A little bit better versus righties than lefties. Actually, a lot better versus righties than lefties. So you've got a WOBA 253 for the right-handers. So McCutcheon, Posey, Longoria, a little bit more neutralized. Joe Panik, Brandon Belt, you know, that's where some of the struggles have he's, you know, he's had them at a 350 WOBA to lefties, 197 ISO. So, but this lineup doesn't really scare me from either side, and again, we're just limited on where we're going to go tonight, and I feel like he's clearly a guy I feel pretty safe with today. You could throw Zach Davies against Kansas City and Ian Kennedy against Milwaukee. Great ballpark out there in Kansas City, but I don't feel great about either of those two guys, so I'll prefer Weaver over them in that similar price range tonight. And I didn't talk about Charlie Morton against Anaheim. Morton's been really good over the last couple of seasons, and, you know, strikeouts over the last three games have been really nice. 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, 6 innings, 12 strikeouts, 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 6 innings, 6 strikeouts. So he has been on it. He's definitely somebody who's going to get a rope of 100 pitches. But at 11-2 on FanDuel tonight, I don't really feel like taking him against one of the better hitting teams in the league is something that I particularly want to do tonight. see real quick what the Anaheim success has been against him over the last couple of seasons. And Pujols, 7 for 28. Let's see, Justin Upton, 3 for 16. And Mike Trout, 2 for 11. That is it. He's only given up 2 home runs in a heck of a lot of at-bats. So he's done pretty well against them to this point. If you want to fire him in your tournaments, you can obviously make that happen. I don't think he's going to have crazy high ownership, but a game total of 8. And just, I think he prevents you from getting some bigger bats that you might want to get into your lineup tonight. All right, let's get to said bats, because we still have some NBA to hit up here in just a little bit. We'll start at the catcher position for those of you who are playing on DraftKings today. And again, remember, there's a lot of games that aren't going to be played because of weather and because of the early start. So make sure you toggle your projections to have the 7:05-11 game start. Chris Iannetta, I think he is the chalky guy tonight. You can probably play him anywhere, even on Fantasy Draft at 63, FanDuel on 32, and then DraftKings at 3,500. Was not in the lineup yesterday, now gets a lefty, probably going to bat in that two-hole. And it's some guy named Eric Lauer, no relation to Ohio Bobcat philanderer, allegedly, Matt Lauer. I don't think so. Maybe he is. But I've never really heard of Eric Lauer. I think this is his first professional start. And what a better place to make it than Coors Field. But we had a epic Coors game last night where we get what? San Diego scored like 14 runs. Arenado hit a home run. So if you stacked that game last night, you probably did pretty well. But Iannetta, absolutely going to be the top choice, I think, for us on this slate. No questions about it. I don't have a strong opinion on any other bat here today. I mean, you could go to Austin Hedges against Kyle Freeland. Not great against lefties, but it's such a great hitting environment at 3,200. Again, if you can get a piece of Coors Field for that price, you might want to consider doing it. Robinson Chirinos today against Triggs. I'm a sucker for Chirinos. I think that he's not a bad player at all. Finally hit a homer against Oakland yesterday, so maybe we'll see if that momentum carried. And by the way, Mitch Haniger, home runs 4 straight games. Hot streaks aren't real. Hot streaks aren't real. But Chirinos at 2,900, he's definitely, you know, an under 3K option for you that you could consider. And man, that's probably all I'm looking at. I mean, Lucroy against Cole Hamels. There was a time when Jonathan Lucroy was good against lefties. I don't know if that time exists anymore, but he's 2K on FanDuel. Probably not playing him there. 32 on DraftKings, 68 on Fantasy Draft. Hamels, I feel, is a bit washed, but I'm probably just playing Iannetta in my cash games today. Okay, moving on over to first base. And, you know, I definitely think that we've got just another great hitting environment in Texas here. Cole Hamels on the mound going against Andrew Triggs, who's kind of been up and down. But Joey Gallo got even us a stolen base yesterday. And if you're not using our stolen base predictor, it's not actually, let me take that back. It is called the, let me bring this thing up. It's a stolen base threat rankings. If you're a premium subscriber, click the premium button under MLB and then kind of scroll to the bottom and you should be able to find it. MLB stolen base threat ratings. And it's been pretty freaking good the last couple of days. We're kind of in beta mode with this one, so you get the secret testing of it because I'm talking about it here on the podcast. And it basically looks at the pitcher, the catcher, and compares, you know, the different rates for how quickly I think the pitcher delivers the ball or the stolen base percentage against them versus the catcher versus the runner, puts it all together and gives you what we call a threat rating. And if somebody's over 80, it's pretty darn good. Delino DeShields last night was over 90, had 2 stolen bases. He's back over 90 again. So obviously you need him to get on base. You need him to be in a position where he can steal. But if he's batting leadoff, pretty good chance if he gets on base, he's in a position to steal. So take a look at that tool over at RotoGrinders if you haven't done so already. It's pretty cool stuff. All right, back to first base for us today. And so I like Gallo today at that price, $3,900 on DraftKings. I think we can also give Will Myers a little bit of a look as well. Again, it's Coors Field, it's Kyle Freeland. Those things pretty desirable for us. He's $4,800. And again, though, there's not high price pitching, so kind of just taking Coors is might sound lame, but it's not a bad strategic move to make. Ryan Zimmerman, Cards brought up a pretty good point on the podcast or on the XM show last night, talking about that Zimmerman has one of the hardest, some of the best hard contact numbers in the entire league so far this season, but his overall numbers don't look particularly great. So at least he's kind of had some bad luck on his side, and now he gets a lefty and tie block. Not a great hitting spot at all out there playing in San Francisco, but you know, over the last couple of years, 439 weighted OBA, that's a huge number. A 316 ISO versus lefties. We might want to just put him into our lineups and potentially move on and see if some of those numbers do kind of normalize. So if you're not going to Coors, I don't have a problem with him at all. I do think Enrique Hernandez, I prefer him at second base. But if you're playing on fantasy draft, he's infield eligible. Gave you a home run yesterday. Way to go, Kiki. 3-for-4. Gets another lefty today at home in Dylan Peters, who he should be able to rake against. And he's too cheap at $3,400 tonight. I think Lucas Duda over at first base. Anytime that he is facing the proper handedness of pitcher, that would be a righty. I'll be interested in him. FanDuel continues to hate him. He's only $2,300 over there, but $3,200 on DraftKings, $6,600 on Fantasy Draft. You're definitely playing for a home run with him today. I think there's a chance that could manifest itself. All right, moving on to second base. Again, on DraftKings, I think Kiki Hernandez might be my preferred choice with that 403 WOBA against a bad left-handed pitcher here today. So we'll put him at the top of the list here today. But I think Matt Carpenter, a guy to consider as well. The ISO 226, the weighted OBA at 369. Zach Wheeler, you know, not a guy who's been terrible so far this season. I think he's not quite that great of a pitcher, but I'm fine with Carpenter at home in this matchup, batting third. Great lineup order for him. Kind of a moderate price tag as well. So he's definitely popping on a few. We've got Matt Chapman as well today versus a lefty. And he is checking in at, let's see, Chapman is sitting at $4,100 today. So, you know, not a cheap price tag at all. And then, of course, there's the obvious choice, and that being Nolan Arenado versus a lefty in his first start ever in Coors Field, and we know Nolan Arenado can just absolutely kill the baseball. And actually, am I still on second base? I thought I was on third. Sorry. Man, still rusty on this one. But so, yeah, Kiki Hernandez, my second base choice. I can throw another name potentially out there. I was going to say Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, but I don't know if I can do it batting ninth. He's only $2,900 against Andrew Triggs, another guy who could have some stolen base upside. Probably not going to recommend him, though. We won't go there. Carpenter, Kiki, let's move to third, where it's a lot easier. If Villanueva's in the lineup today against Freeland, he got scratched last second the other night. Play him. Nolan Arenado, play him. Matt Chapman, only a 533 weighted OBA and 396 versus lefties. Oh, that's Arenado. You might want to play him. Chapman's not too bad himself, 341, but when you compare to Arenado, he's just like, feels like a lock for him to hit a home run. Rafael Devers, lefty on lefty, but has not really slowed him down. But Hap, I talked about some of those numbers earlier. He's been pretty good versus lefties this season, so I'm probably not going to pay that number on him. It's not terrible at $3,900. But I'd rather go with a Chapman or, you know, all the way up to Arenado if I'm going to go that route. But Villanueva at 4.2, another guy. Like I say, if he's in that lineup today, I think you got to really just play him and move on. Okay, heading over to shortstop next. And I'm not talking much about Houston. I mean, they take on Ohtani tonight. There's a chance they could obviously hit him well, but he is arguably got the best stuff on the slate. So in GPPs, I get it. In cash games, again, with pitching not being a priority today, you can get Trevor Story in at 4.3 with Arenado. You can get those guys into your lineup, and it makes a lot of sense today. So Story, 426 weighted OBA, 296 the average, 337 the ISO against Mr. Eric Lauer. Yeah, sign me up for that. He makes a ton of sense for us today. Kyle Seager should be back into the lineup, I would think, today. Got the day off yesterday. Not a lot of people are going to play him because they're probably just going to play Story at 100 less than him. So I don't mind him in tournament lineups to differentiate against Dylan Peters. It is lefty on lefty, but Seager just fine in that handedness split with the 184 weighted OBA. If Philly game goes, Scott Kingery against Robbie Ray, definitely a guy to consider. Sample size a little bit small, but so far he has been phenomenal versus lefties with a 417 weighted OBA, 307 in that ISO. Again, really small sample size, but super talented guy who can do it on the base paths as well. So I still think there's major risk in that game, though, so I'm not going to get overly excited about it. I think I saw Siege tweet out something about Chad Pinder BVP. So let me see what Chad Pinder BVP really is here tonight, because it's kind of surprising to see him have BVP. But let's see what it is here tonight. Chad Pinder, 6-for-6 with 3 home runs against Cole Hamels. Yeah, that's pretty good. 6-for-6 for 3 home runs. Now, yeah, sample size alert. It's only 2 games, but 6-for-6 with 3 home runs isn't bad. Chris Davis, 13 at-bats, 4 hits, 3 home runs as well, going against Cole Hamels today. Again, if you're looking for BVP stats, you can find them both on the lineups page. And we've got a BVP free tool, which basically gives you everybody you need to know in baseball for the day. So you can check that out. So I'm probably not playing Chad Pinder, but he's 3,300. It is a good hitting environment, and he apparently owns Cole Hamels today. So from that perspective, makes some sense. Love to play some Trey Turner. Just so mediocre to bad against lefties. It's hard to get excited about that, but he did get 2 more hits last night. The stolen base upside is clearly there. FanDuel, they're tempting you at under 4K. DraftKings not giving you that discount, though, at 4,500. Either is fantasy draft all the way up at 92. Okay, moving on to the outfield. Last spot for us here tonight. Certainly going to talk about some names here. Joey Gallo, obviously, has outfield eligibility. Already talked about Crush Davis, definitely like him. And then J.D. Martinez lines up versus a lefty. You know the numbers. You play him in that situation. He's 5K tonight, but with today's pitchers, you can probably make him work. If you're looking for some value, we talked about Delino DeShields. He's only 3,200 in that leadoff spot today against Triggs and Lucroy Battery. I like him once again today. If the Rays game would play, even Denard Span leading off at 3,300, I think, is a name that we can consider here today as well. And obviously, you're looking at San Diego, Perella, Manny Margot. I already talked about Will Myers a little bit. Those guys in tremendous spots against a pitcher I think they should be able to tee off on tonight. I don't have a problem going Bryce Harper. I don't think anybody will play him tonight. I think he's an excellent tournament option because again, he just gets walked so much. You know, 2 more walks for him last night. The handedness splits on him versus lefties are not great, but doesn't really bother me too much when you talk about Bryce Harper. 341 WOBA, the ISO down to 149. It is not a great hitter's ballpark. At 5,300, you're probably going to get him at, you know, potentially under 10% owned, which anytime you can get Harper at under 10% owned, you take him. Tie block, not a hard thrower, not a strikeout guy. So I'd be more apt to take a shot on Bryce Harper potentially tonight. Let's quickly see what else we got. Again, JD, his numbers are off the charts today. If you want to play Mr. Teoscar Hernandez today, he should be in the lineup batting second against Porcello. Pretty incredible numbers so far versus righties this season. It's 84 at-bats, so it's not a huge sample size, but it's not terrible. And you're looking at a 486 weighted OBA and 429 429 ISO for him. Incredible so far this season. Definitely a guy to kind of consider today at 3.2K. Looking at the split stats on him, definitely popping a little bit. And I already talked about Joey Gallo, who we like. If you're not playing Luke Weaver, you can play Cespedes. He's got a pretty good ISO versus righties, but I'm going to be playing Luke Weaver, so I'm not going to be playing Cespedes. Okay, there you go. That's what I got for you here tonight in baseball. Let's move on to the NBA, and should be another nice slate tonight. We got three games for you. Let's kind of break them down. We'll just talk about each game here, and Milwaukee and Boston first off. And I think we get a better effort from Terry Rozier here today. And the price has fallen now on him back down to under 7K. And now there is a chance that Marcus Smart could play. Now, I don't know how much that's really going to hurt Rozier because he's kind of solidified himself as the guy, as the point guard position. So I like the price decrease on him a good bit here. So I don't mind Rozier today at 6,800. Jaylen Brown obviously has been shooting the ball a ton. 24 attempts that last game, had 22 in game two. 53 fantasy points. We're paying a premium. He started the series again at 56. Now he's up to 73. I think it's market share for him over on DraftKings today. So I certainly don't mind him in that fair and balanced lineup. But I think I'd rather take a $500 savings on a guy like Terry Rozier tonight. Jabari Parker, definitely a name to consider. The problem you run into with him is the salary's rising. I think he's still manageable on FanDuel today, but on DraftKings, he's up to 6,200, and he only played 25 minutes last game. Had three blocks and two steals, which is kind of an outlier for him. 16-7-1 is good. It's not great at 6,200, so you just question whether or not he is going to get enough run to make it worthwhile. Thon Maker, I guess he's a semi-real deal because he played 31 minutes again last game and gave you 22 fantasy points. He's at 4,200. He'll probably be one of the popular value choices. Aaron Baines, not a lot of minutes last game, but still got it done with 25 fantasy points at 3,900. So, and definitely give him a little bit of a look. Obviously, Giannis, he's great. You don't need me to tell you that. If you can play him in your lineups, you probably should. Okay, let's go over to Miami Philly next. And Ben Simmons has just been freaking rock solid night in and night out. He's over 10K, but it's like a lock and load 50 fantasy points, so it's hard not to want to play him in your lineups. Now, Embiid played horrible last game, and yet he still gave you 40 fantasy points. He's under 9K tonight, and I think I'd be willing to play him here again today back at home because he's got 50 fantasy points just waiting, and you can save, you know, what, 1,200 off of Simmons for him. I don't think he's shooting 2 for 11 from the field again. I think he could shoot 13 free throws again. He shot 15 in that first game. So the five blocks might feel like an outlier last game, but I think he's going to make up for that with way more scoring than the 14 points he had up there. I love Embiid tonight. Absolutely a guy I'm looking to roster. James Johnson, again, entrenched in minutes. Real cheap over there on FanDuel. And DraftKings, they jumped his price a whole 900. So it makes it a little bit tougher to swallow in terms of putting him into your lineup. But I still think he is playable. Saric, he's fine. Upside with the three-pointers that you get over there on DraftKings. Only four attempts last game, had 7-10, made four in game one. Those extra points kind of add up for him just a little bit over there at 6,400. The Dragon feels too cheap here at 61. I feel like they need to play him minutes. They don't want to rely on Dwayne Wade. He played 37 that last game at 6,300. Now he's down to 61. I think he's a cash game play for you tonight. Am I going back to Mr. Whiteside tonight? I think I am. Played 26 minutes that last game, 13 points, 13 rebounds. Got in some foul trouble there against Embiid the game previous. And, there's a very good chance he goes back to playing 15 minutes. So it is risky. But I don't mind the back and forth with Embiid and Whiteside. Now, there's a chance, again, with in doing that, you do have foul issues. But, man, he seems way too cheap at 5,500 here tonight. If you're not playing Whiteside and you want to go the Olynyk route, I mean, that 9 minutes that he played last game, not great. They ended up losing that game. The game prior to that, what, I believe they won when some of his better games, they've actually played pretty well. You know, 30 fantasy points in their 113-103 win. So I think he's going to get more run. I'm still a little bit nervous on it. He's not a cash game play for me, but you're not playing him and Whiteside together. That's what you need to know. Don't play those guys in the same lineup. One of the biggest drops we've seen in salary in this series goes to Robert Covington, opened at 6,300 all the way down to 51. But we've seen, you know, his role is pretty steady in this. And with Embiid back, he is a guy who takes a step back. So I'm probably not looking to play him all that much. Ersan's a little bit intriguing for me at 49. They like playing him late in games. Like, he's definitely a three-point shooter. You can catch him up. GPP play only. I mean, not a guy I'm looking to play in cash. I'd rather go to Winslow for 5K more. Another guy who played really good in that, game three, I believe it was, and then got in a little bit of foul trouble last game, and his minutes were down in the 20 range, but they like him. He can, you know, play some solid defense versus Ben Simmons. Not shutdown defense, but he has frustrated him. He's the one guy who's kind of frustrated Simmons so far this season. So I prefer him at 5K, certainly over Covington, early Ilyasova. And even Bellinelli, he's fine. Last game didn't quite get there. So reliant on that jump shot, getting looks. Only had 7 of them last game. I'd probably rather play J.J. Redick for 300 more if I'm going to play one of those two guys. So there you go. Last game for San Antonio Golden State. Okay, I think the guy you got to play here, obviously Durant is one of the guys you got to play here, but Sean Livingston at just 3,300. I think he's lock and load for 20 minutes, 22 or more minutes potentially here, and 20-some-odd fantasy points. At 3,300, he's going to open things up for you. And guy really does everything. He can score, rebound, dishes the ball. Love him today. So, you know, lock and load some Livingston into pretty much every lineup for me tonight. Rudy Gay still feels kind of cheap out there, but at 5,900, I don't think we have to play him. Aldridge, you know, if you want to play him and Durant together, you can, but he has really been slowed down. I mean, he was a 50 fantasy point guy towards the tail end of the season and has only hit it once in the first 4 games. Suppose it could happen again tonight, but probably a good chance this series is over and we could see a potential blowout. With Klay Thompson back at home, I think I'm a little more interested in him. 11 for 13, 12 for 20. Those were the two games at home. 8 for 16, 4 for 16, the two games on the road. So if you're going to play Klay, this is the spot to do it. He's going to play a ton of minutes in this one. If I'm looking at guards on San Antonio, I liked what I saw from Deontay Murray last game. Finally got a little bit heavier run. They won the game. I think they continue with him once again. And he's 4,800, so I prefer him over Patty Mills if I'm going that route tonight. We have, let's see, Kyle Anderson got a little bit more run. I don't think I'm looking to go there tonight. And Draymond at 79. Probably should be a pretty safe option for you. He's been at 40 fantasy points, 3 out of the 4 games. The one game he didn't get there, he got in foul trouble early, kind of threw him off in that game too, and finished at 27 fantasy points. Probably your safe price per dollar guy. Like, he's going to get you 40 fantasy points tonight. If he does a triple-double or something crazy like that, you're into the 50s today. So under 8K, play him on your teams today. So there you have it. That's the lookout or the outlook for NBA for us on this Tuesday. Enjoy both versions of Daily Fantasy tonight, and you can catch me once again, SiriusXM. I will be talking to you from 6 to 7 Eastern. We got STL Cardinals with me tonight, and if you got feedback on anything happening here at Roto Grinders, you know where to find me, Dan, at Dan_Bach over there on Twitter. Send me a message here on RG as well. And as always, good luck in your contest. Thanks to Fantasy Draft, and we'll talk to you tomorrow here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.